Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I saw Mike Reese running through the hallway. Rob Gronkowski just retired.
Whoa. The thought process was if he's still showing up at the facility, perhaps that means he's thinking about playing. So this takes a little bit of an unexpected turn.
How did things take a turn?
If you think this is going to be the end for this dynasty, you are living in a dream world.
They're screwed. They're in a horrible, horrible position right now.
Dream on if you think this is the end, that this team can't recover from this.
You think they'll be okay? No.
Right now. On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, so everybody's saying all great things, wonderful things about Rob Gronkowski, and they should. Why not? 9 years? It's as good as any tight end we have ever seen.
I'm just saying, I saw it randomly yesterday, right, pop up, and it's like, wow, I woke up today, and it was just one of those things where you say it out loud. Rob Gronkowski retired.
Yeah, but why does that surprise you? We've been talking
about
surprised.
It now. I know. It doesn't matter. Okay, when Tom Brady, we've been talking about his damn retirement for how many years?
Oh, he's going to play forever.
When he actually says, I retire, won't you sit there and say, I can't believe it's over?
Yeah, no. I don't know. My daughter actually was like, oh, Gronk retired. I was like, what are you talking? She was on Snapchat. And one of her friends sent her a message when we were driving
in the
car.
What was the first thing you thought of?
Oh, what was the first?
The first thing.
I was right. No.
No, you left the door open.
I'm glad I was right.
You went 90%.
I was 90% with a couple stipulations based on just, you know, what I saw, what the feelings I was having. Because Willie McGinnis had feelings.
Stop it. It wasn't the feelings.
Everybody had feelings.
You were being fed inside information.
I talked to people also. I tell you guys all the time. No one wants to believe me.
Okay.
Willie gets all this credit for, he may come back. I'm telling you he's done.
Can I give you constructive criticism? Because you were the one that was the first to come out and say, and this was before the Super Bowl, I believe.
It was the day of the Super Bowl.
The day of the Super Bowl. You came out and basically said he has an agreement to go do some type of TV show, movie, etc. with, I think you brought up Disney.
Yeah, Disney.
Okay, you thought it was Disney. So you were getting this on valuable information. Last night, Mike Giardi does the exact same thing. 2 month late Giardi does it last night. Yeah. And he gets all sorts of attention, and I read that, and thank God, Lou went out, and he retweeted it with your name out there, because you had it. Constructive criticism. When you get information like that, pound your chest. Be a big dude.
I don't need to take a victory lap.
Yes, you do. You were right. You had something.
Nobody else had it.
I knew you got it from somebody. It wasn't you were making it up like some people do.
You were actually there when I actually got it.
Exactly.
You just don't know it. You don't remember it.
I heard it.
You actually brought it.
I was there as well.
You said, hey, look at that. You said, hey, look at that over there.
I was more interested in having another steak.
Let me go over there. What's going on over there? Next thing you know, drunk people, they get in a nice little mood.
I was ordering a second steak.
Right,
okay,
so
excuse me.
I would ask you. So you felt like you had information he was going to retire.
Yes.
But when you first heard it, when your daughter told you yesterday, weren't you still sort of shocked at the finality of it?
I thought it was, I guess, early. I don't know. I mean, it just felt like it was
early. I would say the worst possible time.
Well,
early. It was late. It was everything.
No, I thought that he was going to play this out a little bit longer, closer to the draft. I thought he was going to try and get more money. I thought that one of the big catalysts was going to be whether or not they're going to ask him to take a pay cut. If they asked him to take a pay cut, I thought he was going to bounce. Because he already had leverage. He had another job. He had another opportunity. He had another way of making money and staying famous. But if they were like, okay, we're good, okay, then I thought, okay, maybe not as much playing time, but still an impactful player, but the burden wasn't going to be all on him.
Right, so everything you just threw into the pot, I agree with. I think all of that played into it. I think the money, the fear of what the Patriots were going to do, and I'm with Lou. This is well overdue. Patriots have let players come and go through free agency here. Look at their skilled personnel right now at wide receiver. Look at their skilled personnel at tight end. Look at their personnel right now at left tackle and tight end to protect the most valuable player in the franchise history, Tom Brady. And none of it is there. And he held him up for the last few weeks.
Well, that's my thing. It's, you say, like a little bit early. So I think Peter King had the interview with Drew Rosenhaus, and he said that he got a phone call Thursday from Bill Belichick saying, hey, what's going on with your client? So all this, like, they knew what was happening. I'm sure in the back of their mind they were thinking about being prepared, life without Gronk. But on this past Thursday, Bill calls up Rosenhaus and says, what are you doing? I got an idea. Why don't you call him two Thursdays ago? Why don't you call him before free agency starts? And try to find out what's going on with his client. You know, one of the only two guys you have on your roster that have caught a football before in their career, as far as more than six catches. You waited till like this past Thursday? Free agency's over.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering if there's more to it. That if they had not been in some way engaging in conversation with Drew Rosenhaus about how much they were going to pay him. And if he came in and said, okay, I'm coming back, then they would be able to control it. As you just said, he's got all the leverage. When he's out there, you don't know if he's part of your team or not. I think that was all part of it, Lou. Because what other reason would there be for Belichick to sit there and let these names go through the free agent market, do absolutely nothing with the uncertainty that Gronk was coming back?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not so sure they did absolutely nothing. I just don't think they're willing to go far enough to get the type of talent that they tried to get. They didn't want to pay enough money.
Well, if they
were in on Jared Cook.
Yeah, but if they knew the Gronk.
They were in on Adam Humphries. They were in on Cole Beasley. They were in on Golden Tate. They just missed out. They didn't want to give them enough money.
Okay.
So they still want to cheap out as far as the weapons go for Tom Brady.
I'll give you that. But let's say they knew the certainty of Rob Gronkowski 3 weeks ago that he was going to go into this retirement. Right. So they didn't know. So they're sitting there going, well, we can't pay him $10 million when we've already got Gronk on the books. Gronk was in control of the situation. All Gronk has to say is, I'm coming back. And he's coming back. It's not like they can dismiss him. They can let him go. He's under contract.
Right.
And if they let him go for nothing and released him, how do you think that would go?
My old thinking was, I was curious because it really doesn't and can't get any better for him as far as an ending. As far as an ending goes, you look at certain guys like Jerome Bettis and Michael Strahan, just to name a few. Just a couple guys that ended it the right way and went right into something else. Strahan went, and then Jerome Bettis went to NBC, didn't last very long, then went to ESPN, didn't last very long. And then Strahan went to, what did Strahan go to? I feel like he went to either Fox or something.
Didn't Bettis win the Super Bowl in his hometown, right? Didn't he win the...
In Detroit.
Right.
So it couldn't have ended any better. Right. So my whole thing, when I was talking to Keith and Mutt Sunday, and we were doing our pregame show, there was a bunch of stipulations that were going on. One of them was, okay, how does it end? Does he play? Does he leave anything left on the table? Does he say, you know, I still have more to prove? And the other thing was Brady. Does Brady get involved? Does Brady sit there while he's trying to think about it? Does he get involved and say, listen, I know you're halfway out the door. Hey, let me work on it with Coach. Let me work on it with Josh. Let me talk to RKK. We'll figure something out. You won't have to take a pay cut. Maybe you're here for life. Who the hell knows? But you're not going anywhere. So that, to me, that 10% was the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And so based on that, so that's why I thought, okay, it was kind of early. I felt like there was still going to be some politicking by Brady, but then the Kraft thing happened and Bill's all over the place. So I think he just, you know, he probably had his mind made up as soon as the game was over.
I don't understand other than playing some games back and forth, because to me the timing makes no sense. You're doing it on a Sunday afternoon, hours before the briefing on the Mueller report comes out, and Duke, the number one seed, the number one overall team in the tournament, is on the edge of losing a game. And suddenly, out of nowhere, bam, that was the thing that shocked me the most, Lou. I'm sitting there going, this can't be real. And then I looked, Schefter, it's got the blue check mark. It's got to be, right? So it didn't make much sense. The timing of it was crazy. Now,
was the timing one parting gift to Robert Kraft? His buddy?
Robert sends out a statement.
We'll get to the statement later on in the show, but he releases a statement apology on Saturday. the owners' meetings are up this week, where all conversation, every mic down there is going to be talking about Kraft and what do you think about Robert Kraft and what's going to... Now, all of a sudden, it's, hey, tell me about the career of Rob Gronkowski. All the quotes you hear today out of the owners' meeting, Larry Fitz is down there talking about Gronk. Everyone's going to be talking about Gronk. Is that kind of strange, too?
Yeah, that may be a possibility. Maybe he was trying to help out Kraft. I've heard people throw it out. WWE is at the TD Garden tonight. Is he going to make an appearance?
God,
is that part of his new career or whatever? All of that plays into it. But I'm not sure this is the end. As a matter of fact, I want to go back to what Willie McGinnis told everybody about a month ago, a few weeks ago. I'm not sure this is the end. I think this is just the beginning of what he wants his next career to be to. We'll get to all of that and your phone calls, your reaction coming up next, 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Wouldn't shock me if he has a change of heart, if he feels great, and he decides that he wants to play football. But this is just me talking. This isn't Rob, and I don't want to create any unnecessary expectations. But Rob is a very unique personality. If the team was struggling or they needed him at some point next year, and let's just say hypothetically Tom Brady gave him a call and said, Rob, I need you, I wouldn't be shocked if he came back to play a few games.
All right, there's too much of this stuff. I'm sorry.
Well, he's going to get that call.
He's coming back, whether it's for a few games this year or whether he gets bored with what he's doing. He's 29 years old. His body is going to get refreshed
here.
His
body's 39.
That's okay, but it's going to get refreshed here. I'm not saying he's going to come back and play 8 years, Lou. I think he's going to come back and play again because I think he's going to get bored with this other stuff. And by the way, I'm not sure that his profile is going to continue to rise here. This is Drew Rosenhaus as to what he's going to do now.
Nothing. A lot of fun, a lot of rest, good times, relaxation, partying, being himself, being Gronk. Eventually, we could see him doing TV, acting, a whole number of things, appearances, endorsements. He's one of the biggest personalities. He won't disappear. He's going to have fun for a while, but he'll be back in the limelight in the near future, I believe.
So it's a matter of keeping that profile up. Can he do it without football?
Yes, for a short period of time.
Short period of time.
Okay, because a lot of guys can,
yep.
And how good they are dictates how long they stay in the public eye. If you suck at what you do, if nobody's coming to see you, or let's say they give you a bunch of money, they give you your own show, nobody watches it, then what?
Well, I think for him...
Then how many chances do you get?
It's more about... It's fun. You know, if whatever it is he does next, you know, and we'll see whether it's movies, wrestling, whatever it is. If he's enjoying it, then he'll be fine.
He'll get bored.
Well, maybe he won't. I'm saying if he enjoys what he's doing, he'll be okay. But if he's doing it and after a while he's just like, you know what? I don't know. I mean, this acting thing is there, but... You know,
I think this
isn't that much fun. Like doing a movie, it was okay.
I think it's less about.
Then he'll miss it.
I think it's less about fun and it's more about success. He's got to have success. Like his show has to be rated. His movie has to, you know, kill at the box office. He has to get good reviews. It can't just be this random ex-football player, you know, playing bit roles here and there. I mean, is that what, okay? He's got a bunch of money and he's young, so he wants to have fun. Wow, what a surprise! What a surprise. Right. Show me a 30-year-old kid that has a bunch of money that just wants to have fun. But he's got to have success. So I don't think he's coming back at all. Like, period. This year. I would say right now, as far as whether he would come back, 90% no. How about that?
At all.
The only time he would come back, I don't think he's coming back at all. You retire, you're done. You don't come back. Bad things happen when you come back.
Jason Witten just came back.
Yeah, well, that's it. It would have to look something like that.
One year.
You go through a whole year. You go through an entire season. Because everybody always thinks that these guys, these somewhat young guys who retire, want to come back. Like, once you're out, it is so mentally and physically tough to come back. I can't wait to see what Jason Witten looks like. He'll be a shell of himself. He'll be a situational guy. He won't be anywhere near the way he used to be. That just takes some, there's some getting used to and getting your football legs going and getting acquainted and getting, because once you're done getting hit, and especially this guy, you don't want to get hit anymore. Like, that's the worst part about your job is getting hit.
You may be right. This may be it. And in his mind, he, right from the get-go, said, I can't do it anymore. My body's beaten up. I can't do it. On the other hand, we hear too many little things. Like, Tommy Curran is sitting there writing over the weekend that he didn't think they had enough people around him, so therefore he had to be ready to play and practice every single day.
I'm not down with that.
Okay, we know that there was a money haggling over the last 2 years where they threw this incentive-laden contract at him that he felt he was vastly underpaid compared to some of the other players who were lesser players on his own team. You can't tell me that he's making this decision that all of that stuff doesn't come into play, that he's sitting there talking to his agent, talking to his dad, his brothers, and whatever, and saying, you know, what the hell do I want to do this? They're underpaying me. And you know what? I'm going to come back there, and I'm due to make, what, $10 million, and they're going to try to cut my pay again. That's because they're up against the cap. Why do I need that BS?
We don't know the answer to it, right? We don't know what really all the factors, but I'm sure kind of a little bit of everything plays into it. Because a few weeks back, we were talking about, I think for those, when you were out there a couple of days in a row, we were playing sound of Tommy Curran on NBC one night and talking about wanting players around him. Almost Gronk is watching to see what the Patriots do because he doesn't want that workload to be counted on where it's just him and Edelman out there every day, you know, every single play. So let's sit back and watch what the Pats do. Well, they did nothing. I mean, they did zilch. Nada. Nothing. Did that factor into it? Did Rob sit there and say, you know, free agency is over? You didn't bring in another tight end to help me. You know, you didn't bring another wide receiver for Tom to throw to, so it's going to be me and Jules. And do I want to go through that again? So I don't know if that played a role into it, but when Tommy said that, it makes sense.
Yeah, they
did absolutely nothing to surround him with anybody.
So maybe he would like to be a part-time player at this juncture of his career. We see guys do this when they're 35, 36 years old, 37, okay? And we've seen tight ends do this at that age. He might be looking at it now at 29. His body is, as you said, it's beaten up. It's more like a 34, 35-year-old. But Willie McGinnis, you guys know this. We did shows with Willie week after week after week. And our biggest gripe with Willie is we know he knows stuff, and he never is willing to reveal an awful lot of stuff out there, right? So he goes on and says this here in the last month, and we were all shocked by it, and we all, I think, came to the agreement somebody is telling Willie McGinnis something.
I think Gronk's going to take a break for a while. I don't think he's going to...
Like a whole while?
I don't think he's initially going to start off and come back. I think he's going to figure it out, and this is just my own assessment. Later on, deep in the season, he could possibly come back and play.
I want to make sure I'm clear with what you're saying. You're saying that you don't expect Rob Gronkowski to go to camp?
No, I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to start off the season by being retired. And I think he's going to get the itch. I think he's going to be in great shape. And he's going to probably have that feeling that, hey, I want to come back.
Willie's not making that up, guys. You guys did shows with him every single week.
Christian, you
tell me.
You know.
Yeah, Christian, you know. In this case, Willie, you know. Willie is hearing something from somebody.
The thing is,
if you want to dissect it, it's really easy to dissect. He sits there and he paints himself into a corner multiple times. It's almost as if he wants to tell you, but he can't really go in 100%. And then, oh, it's a feeling, but I talked to people. Well, which one is it? Did you talk to people and you made up your own assumption and because your own feelings gave you this answer?
It's just a feeling. I've talked to people.
See, that part of it.
He's not making this up.
Him coming back that's the easy thing. Yeah, he may come back. Oh, I'm going to leave the door open. Rosenhaus says this. Yeah, I'll leave the door open. Of course he's going to leave the door open. No, you don't want to burn that bridge yet because you never know, because you have to get far enough away from it to really have it just really, you know, call for you to come back. And everything that you tried to do has to fail. That, to me, so forget about fun. It's all about success. He starts a new show. Huge ratings. Lots of appearances. He doesn't have time to get into shape. Hey, Gronk, we need you. I got to shoot 5 shows in a day. He's not coming back to play football. Why would you? He's making more money. He's getting more exposure. He's having more fun.
Because he misses it.
Well, I would say that.
No, but
maybe he's not having fun.
I still don't buy into Willie McGinnis. I don't.
You don't buy that Willie? Somebody talked to Willie?
No. I do. That maybe he was going to stop playing.
It's just a feeling.
But the way he made it sound, he didn't make it sound like this was an agreement between the Patriots and Rob Gronkowski.
Oh no, I didn't get that sense.
Right. This was him retiring, and then all of a sudden in November, pick up the phone and say, "Hey, I feel like playing again. I got the itch."
Yeah.
Because I think that now that he's gone, I think Bill Belichick moves forward. I don't think Bill Belichick sits there and whatever salary cap he wants to keep going into the season, we know it's about $5 million or something like that. He's not going to just sort of just keep $6, $7, $8 million in his back pocket in case Rob returns in November.
Yeah, I confirm that.
Right? Because he's going to have it. He's going to move forward. He's going to fill the roster up and plan on life without Rob Gronkowski. So Willie made it sound like it was just, you know, Rob just deciding it. To just come back. And I think Bill Belichick's going to move on.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult. It's more likely what Christian said, that if he does, he comes back a year later because it doesn't work out. His second career is not as rewarding as he thought it would be. And, man, I miss football. I miss those guys. I miss the camaraderie. I miss those practices. That's more likely. Coming back for 3, 4, 5 games, I mean, we've seen it happen before in baseball. Roger Clemens has done it before, Lou. We've seen it happen in other sports where it's less demanding of you be part of the whole team process, you know? Roger just goes out there every fifth day and throws. It's no big deal. You can throw him in anytime you want.
Of all the dramatic things I've ever seen.
And even though he knows the system and everything they do here, it's a little bit more difficult. But let's say the Patriots end up winning the AFC. I don't know if you've known this, but I already have picked them to win the AFC this year.
Yep.
So they win the East. So they win the East, and then they're in a pretty good position for the playoffs because they got like 11 wins. They're still having trouble winning on the road. So they have some of that, but they don't have enough to go all the way. And then Gronk suddenly decides maybe he wants to come back and help them through the process, and they are desperate. They were desperate this past year for a receiver, and they went out and got a high-risk guy in Josh Gordon, right? Didn't have to give him much, but it was still a high-risk guy. Worked out for a while, and then it failed. What's to say that that Belichick doesn't do something like this? That's why it's going to be fascinating to see what he does in the next few weeks, because I just looked at the depth chart.
That's not very good.
They got nothing.
It's not strong.
No. They got nothing.
Well, it's about $500,000, almost, well, it's $600,000 each game he decides to come back as far as cap goes. If he comes back with 6 games to go, they need to find 3.6 in cap.
Yeah.
And so do they hold on to that? They got a lot of cap space now if this happened.
I think they could.
But don't
we
all think that there's a trade? Maybe they're going to fill up some of this cap space?
I hope so.
So rather than $5 million in cap space when the season starts, they're going to have 10 in preparation of Rob returning? I find that hard to believe.
I hope so. All right, let's get into that.
Than this, Lou.
Yeah, let's get into that. What happens next for the Patriots? Because he was terrific, wonderful, greatest tight end, and he's going to be revered here. 87 will be retired. We know how the whole thing works. Second greatest of all time for the New England Patriots?
There's some debating going on now.
John Hanna? Because people forget about John Hanna.
Second
greatest Patriot of all time.
Well, behind Brady.
Yeah, Brady is number one.
I wasn't there with John Hanna.
John Hanna was one of the greatest offensive linemen. So,
well, I know that part.
Okay, but what happens next? Because I think we're all sitting here saying we'd like the team to be competitive. And as I just said, look at this depth chart. There's nothing there. All right, so we'll get to that and your phone calls coming up next. 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
With the 42nd pick in the 2010 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Rob Gronkowski.
I think the kid's a first-round tight end that the New England Patriots just stole at pick number 42.
Brady to throw, fade, back of the end zone, touchdown. He got Rob Gronkowski as tight end.
Man, I'm so fired up, man.
How about Gronkowski? He came in with 3 touchdown catches. He's got 3 tonight, 6 on the season. What a night.
Imagine trying to cover that.
Like, this is a great organization. I took a visit there.
The legend grows. What a catch by Gronkowski.
I love all the coaches, all the players and everything. I'm going to have one of the best quarterbacks ever in the league to be throwing me the ball.
Wide open, Gronkowski!
Career completion number 5,000 for Brady.
That's awesome.
Gronkowski has it. Somehow gets it to Gronkowski.
Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski.
There is Gronkowski.
Gronkowski.
Down the field he goes. Gronkowski to the end zone.
This is the greatest moment of my life, man. This is unbelievable.
Second greatest Patriot of all time. I think he moves ahead of John Hannah. For those people that don't remember John Hannah, he was damn good. Everybody thought he was the greatest offensive lineman in the history of the game until maybe just a few years ago, because so few people have now seen him actually play the game. But there's no question that Gronk moves up to number two behind Tom Brady. So, and he was a great personality here. He was constantly fun. All of that is going to be missing. I wonder if Gronk had ever played for a team where they allowed you to openly express yourself.
Now I'm motorboating.
What would he have been like? Because this was a situation where so there were numerous times they said to him, Gronk, so reel it back if he
played in Cincinnati.
Good point. What would he have been like?
Chad Ochocinco's there. Right. I mean, give me another team with a lot of personality. In Baltimore. What if he was with the Raiders?
Raiders.
What if he was? Well, no, he wouldn't be Gronk at all. He would just be.
He
would not. He would not.
Pete Carroll.
Pete
Carroll. I'm sure.
Pete Carroll would have let him loose.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah,
that would have been totally.
Because he was able to display personality within an organization that frowns upon it. Correct.
Your name, Babcock.
Yes. Yeah. We don't like.
Yes.
We don't like.
What you saw. So imagine if he was if what happened last offseason happened while he was playing for the Seattle Seahawks or the Cincinnati Bengals, those cryptic tweets, and imagine if Hugh Jackson or somebody else or Pete Carroll called him into his office, hey, listen, we're going to trade you. Go ahead. Whatever.
Do you know how many times we requested with these interviews that we do with Patriots Monday? Do you know how many years that we've requested Rob Gronkowski be a regular participant?
Yeah.
And the Patriots would say no.
No. But you would think after a few years they would say, okay.
Didn't trust him.
Yeah.
And you should trust him. I mean, listen, I remember when
after a while you would have thought you would have trusted
him. That's why they so they drafted Hernandez and Gronk. And they also brought in free agent Algie Crumpler. There's a reason why
Atlanta,
they brought Algie Crumpler in.
Yeah,
the veteran, Algie was
mature guy.
He was the mature guy.
He was the adult in the room.
I'm going to show you guys how to do this.
Yeah.
This is how you should work. This is where you should sit. This is what you should do before the game. This is what you should do after the game. There was a specific reason why they brought him in. That guy was an all-pro. Had a great career. And
because he had two kids. You didn't know. Right, that it was going to work.
Think about it. He just finished. He's retiring, and he's not even 30 yet. And Hernandez is dead.
Yeah,
I mean, those two guys, both those guys, were so young when they got into the league and so unbelievably talented. What's the reality of it? I mean, how crazy 9 years.
Just the way you said it.
Well, he passed away. He's dead.
One guy's retired. The other guy is dead.
What would you rather be?
Sports Illustrated just
be retired with a lot of money than dead.
Sports Illustrated just sent out a tweet like Gronk and all of his records.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's
off the charts.
It goes forever. Yeah. I mean, there's 15 different things. Now, some of them obviously are postseason records, but not all of them. Was it the only tight end to lead the league in receiving touchdowns?
One more. I got 69 touchdowns.
I mean, just off the charts. But you mentioned before the break, where do they go from here? You tell me.
Okay, here you go. Ready for this? I'm looking at the depth chart.
Because we all expect
them to
draft a kid.
Yeah.
But as Christians, you pointed out that they love this transition, right? Like of just having that old guy draft the young kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have Gronk for one more year and you draft that young kid and he's with Gronk and understands the offense, great. Where's the veteran?
No, they lost out on those vets.
So here you go.
They lost out on them.
Here's your depth chart, which I'm laughing at.
Is this a tight end depth chart?
Yeah, I'm giving you both that and receiver because somebody's got to catch the football with this greatest quarterback of all time throwing it. And preface it by saying, I know the season's not beginning today, okay? This will not be your depth chart in opening day. It won't be. Trust me on this one. It won't be. All right? Or maybe I'll pick the Jets to win the division. Tight end. Starting tight end on your depth chart is Steven Anderson.
Who is that?
Steven Anderson.
Okay,
it's a practice squad guy. Okay,
right. Yes. Your second teamer is Matt LaCoste. How many people do you think will mispronounce that guy's name?
We already
Matt
are.
LaCoste.
He's Matt LaCrosse.
Second? The other guy?
They have him in second in this thing.
Interesting.
Jacob Hollister is your third stringer, and Ryan Izzo listed. Exactly.
Larry
Ryan
Izzo's
Izzo
nephew.
Is listed fourth, right. So here you go at wide receiver. Philip Dorsett. Julian Edelman, Maurice Harris,
who is that?
Bruce Ellington,
who is that?
Braxton Berrios, Matthew Slater, who's not a receiver.
No.
Cody Hollister, the other Hollister, is still here, by the way.
They
released him.
And we still have a Patterson. No, I'm looking at it right now. We still have a Patterson. This is it Damone? D-A-M-O-U-N, Damone Patterson.
Who is that?
Right? And Chris Hogan, who's still a free agent.
For all of them. I mean, seriously. I mean,
come on, how can I take this seriously?
But here's the thing. So they don't pick up anybody, and you hear the reaction instantly. He's like, okay, the sky is not going to be falling. Let's just get that out of the way. They're going to win the AFC East.
We're doomed.
Am I wrong?
Even with that, you're probably
going to win
because they're
going to bring in somebody, whatever. They're going to win the AFC East.
Well, not with that. With this list, they're probably.
But I just wonder. What will it take for Patriot fans to just jump off the boat and really be concerned? Because nobody is. They weren't before either. Dude, what are you worried about? The running backs, Edelman, Gronk, it's all you need. Okay, Gronk is now out of the picture. So now you got the running backs and Edelman. And I know, it's still, what are you worried about? Like, they'll find somebody. Would it take Edelman announcing his retirement this afternoon for people to actually be like, what the hell is going on right now with this core?
I tell you what, if I'm Edelman right now, if you want to push the Patriots against the wall.
Now you do it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about retiring.
Can you imagine?
Ooh, I'm not making an awful lot of money. I can go and do other things now.
But who do you think knows more about leverage, Mutt or Julian Edelman?
Julian Edelman.
I hope so. Because, I mean, really, when you look at that, I'm going to play for this salary? Is that what's really going to happen?
What else did Mutt get wrong?
I'm the only guy you got. I don't care if you go and trade. I heard Schefter this morning trade for guys like Mohamed Sanu, you know, or trade for like that the second tier good wide receiver.
AJ Green. He was talking about AJ Green.
Well, AJ Green's a different level, obviously. Right. But I'm saying he's talking more realistic of like good guys. I heard what's kid Seth Roberts' name out in Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
So guys like that.
Next
Edelman's
level.
Still sitting
second
saying,
level.
What? Hello. Yeah. What are we doing?
If I'm him, I am pissed right now at the money I'm getting. And I've already seen what they've been offering people like Adam Humphries.
But Gronk just freed up some cap space, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. So if I'm Edelman, even more so now. You need me. But what leverage does he have?
What leverage does he have? He's got all the leverage.
The only thing he can do.
I would wait until after the draft.
The only thing he can do.
See what they do after the draft.
Yes, you want to wait until after the draft. So what are you worried about the draft? That's not where they usually, you know, find these wide receivers.
But I know, but my point is that if you play chicken with them and then they go, okay, screw you, they draft your replacement, then you've lost it.
But
the only leverage he has.
But you never know. I mean, you never know. Maybe they hit on some guy. Who knows?
The only leverage he has, guys, is to threaten to not show up. That's it.
There's nothing wrong with that. If you're his lawyer, his agent, that's exactly what you tell him to do. I'm sorry. Will he do it?
No,
probably not.
He won't do it.
But you could.
Like Munt.
But that,
he won't do it.
What if Julian Edelman sits there and says, I want a pay raise and a good one, or I'm not showing up? Then what the hell does this group do?
You know what they do? I'll tell you what they do. They sit there with all their backs, and they just run it and run it and run it.
Oh, they'll throw it to James White. They'll throw it to Rex Burkhead.
They'll run it. We got guys they can throw it to. They'll be, you know what they'll
James
become?
James Devlin will become one of their top receivers.
Nine in the box.
They'll be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Like Jeremy Hill back next year.
They'll run it. They'll have a quarterback that can actually throw it on third down and play action pass, and they'll rely on their defense.
They don't.
Do you think they actually give a crap?
No, I don't.
They actually sit there and go, okay, you want to go and threaten me?
Play football this year? Yes,
they would give a crap. Do you think they would bend?
No.
Yes. So Julian Edelman, oh, you're insane.
Yeah, I am.
They never bend for anybody.
No, they'll bend for this guy because it's all they got.
They would not. Lou,
all they got.
Lou, you should know better.
They don't care.
They will bite off. They will cut off their nose to spite their face.
A guy speaking from personal experience
They will cut off their nose to spite their face. Do you remember when they cut off your nose? Do you remember that day they cut your nose off?
They
do it all the time. They don't care. So to think that Julian Edelman is going to like try to bully them around, it's insane. What does that conversation sound like?
Julian Edelman.
What does that sound like anyways?
Say Tom Brady, if you ever wanted it, has more leverage than any Patriot I can ever remember.
Tom Brady does.
Other than Tom Brady.
He should ask for money, too.
I'm just saying, you exclude Tom Brady in every discussion, right, when it comes to the Patriots. But still, we know it's Tom. Other than Tom Brady, have you ever seen a Patriot with more leverage than Julian Edelman right now? Ever? Ever? Don't give me like Hightower or Will Fork or no. He has one guy to throw the football to. One. That's it. And he just won MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There has never been a New England Patriot with more leverage right now than Julian.
So between base,
I hope he uses it. He deserves it.
Base salary, $2 million. Part of his signing bonus, which he already got at the start of this contract, so it's added on to the breakdown of his yearly pay.
Yeah, but that's not cash this year.
1.5, but he already got that money. $5 million signing
bonus. Which
was
still a team-friendly deal.
That's correct. He gets a bonus, a roster bonus, of $375,000, mm-hmm. the workout bonus of $500,000, all right? So, in essence, his yearly cash this year will be $3.875.
Ooh. Yeah, because there was $1 million something in there
that I haven't seen before. There was a miscellaneous. I love that miscellaneous.
So is that
what does that mean? $1 million miscellaneous.
Is that incentives?
Maybe it is.
Because I hadn't seen that before when we were talking about this. I always thought it was 2.875.
His cap hit is 5.4, and obviously the dead cap, which I don't think we have to worry about, is 1.6, almost 1.7. But he gets 3.875. for cash for this year. And you're right. He's vastly underpaid.
He is.
Yes. You should get a couple million more.
And it's probably going to stay that way because that's the way it goes.
Well, because you know why? Because.
No success with him. But Lou,
he doesn't give you much cap relief. How much cap relief are you going to get if you restructure his deal at his age right now? You're going to end up paying for it dearly if he ages very quickly. And by the way, looking at this chart I've got here, the depth chart, he may age very quickly.
Well, what if he just gave him back on another year?
But they don't get a lot of cap relief off this, do they?
No. This isn't about cap relief.
No, it's about taking care of the guy.
This is about taking care of the only weapon Tom Brady has right now. That's it. There's nobody. Free agency is
over.
Well, you know
who could help him out?
TB12.
TB12 could take himself a little bit of help for the cap and basically tell the Patriots, I'm doing it. I'm doing it on one basis only.
There's going to be a trade.
And that is if you take care of my boy, Jules.
There's going to be a trade because after the freeing up money with Gilmore and Gronk, there's, like, I think, $17.5 million under the cap. That's a lot of money. There's no free agents to give it to. So this is going to be a trade, and they're going to absorb it.
I agree. They're going to get a big-time receiver. I've been saying it since day one. That's how they're going to get it. They're not getting it through free agency. The question I have for you is, will they now move up in the draft to get one of those two Iowa kids?
There's more than just the Iowa kids.
Yeah, but
Hawkinson, they're going to
have to. Who's the one? You love him.
He's not going to be around. They're not going to get him.
How high does he go?
Top 10. He's a top 10 pick.
Yeah,
and Fant, the other guy, his last name is Fant, is a good player, but he's more of a flex. He's still an inline guy.
Though, right? He was quicker.
But he's more of a flex. He can still block inline. The other guy is Irv Smith.
So you do what they did back when they went Gronk and Hernandez. You draft two of them. You spend a high pick on that kid, Fant, whatever, that's more of a Aaron Hernandez type. And then you look back later in the third round, fourth round, and you get another Gronk.
That is going to be interesting to see because they do need a wide receiver. They need a wide receiver.
But they
need a tight end also.
But hold on. No, they need multiple tight ends.
They need a lot. No, well, they don't need multiples. They got
at this list.
Lacoste is going to be a guy that plays a lot for them.
So what's Lacoste? A Dwayne Allen replacement? What is he?
He's not because he's more of a receiving tight end than he is a blocker.
Wait a minute. Who's going to protect the 42-year-old quarterback?
An extra tackle. They used to do that too.
Who was the big guy they had?
Williams.
Michael Williams.
Yeah.
Remember him? Yeah. Michael Williams. All right, we get your reaction to
Gronk. After a great prophet.
What does it really mean? And we'll get into the Bob Kraft situation. As he finally apologized this weekend, and it's strange to hear the reaction to the apology. We'll get to all of that and your phone call, 617-779-7937, right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.